Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
I think this is the painting that is in MoMA in New York. These paintings are very large. They're really very, very big. I remember to have seen them. Very, very, very large. I could not find, for some reason, the original picture I did, but they are really very, 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 very big, particularly this one. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the second chapter. We go from lecture home, we go back to lecture home. So the incredible invention, who has a better title after the topic, you just tell me, we can change it. For us, for now it seems a pretty nice way to remember. So the second chapter will be the weaved infrastructure. We touched the issue of the weaving as that technique that is really the weaving is really a way that basically figure and ground compose together, no? It's really the kind of imagery. Will architecture take place together with ground, and ground and architecture belong to the same thing. But the idea of Adil, particularly in her first project, starts to move a level farther, but in a way is a very logical development. Try to follow the thinking. Of course, if architecture is an object on a plane, that is an isolated object like a piece of machinery, right? But if I think in terms of weaving of nature and architecture, in some way architecture tends to expand naturally as a kind of infrastructure. Architecture lose its presence as an object and tend to become an infrastructure just because it belongs to the ground and it belongs to this other level. Now, try to imagine the scene. In 1983, Adil wins the Peak House project. Then, she continue to just do design, and design after design, competition after competition, nobody happens in terms of actual construction. So she start to approach her 1990. She start to approach her 90. In the 90s, so she starts to approach her age of 40 without any construction, which is, for a person so much involved in design is kind of a long time last before she's going to be involved with construction. Even in 1988, it happens an important event in the world of architecture. An important event in the world of architecture. What is this, Aido Ciro, this important event in the world of architecture in 1988?
I'm sorry, I don't have the response.
Okay, let's start with another one. ML Peterci, in 1988, what is the important event that kind of changed the world of architecture?
She's not here for
the moment. Ah, okay, she's not here. And I hope somebody will arrive. Ilaria Fabri, c'è? Ilaria, qual è l'evento importante, famosissimo del 1988 che cambia il mondo dell'architettura? Vedi, un buco nero. Okay.
Could it be the deconstructivist
tradition? It is, of course, even the kids know. Is the deconstructive exhibition at MoMA, New York. That's why you have to really read a little bit. You have to read a little bit. It's important thing that you do, but at whatever level you are, but particularly high level, it's a question that is so simple in this context. So in 1988, in New York, in the MoMA, New York, opens the deconstructive this exhibition. And that kind of makes a turn point in the architecture. Why? Very simple. Because looking at this graph, that 1% that was still a 1%, it starts to become important and the other starts to diminish very much. So the things that were 1%, they were still kind of 1%, suddenly become quite important and quite relevant, and the other diminish, and very rapidly diminish. Because New York is New York. You're doing an action that is done in the center, from the center. MoMA New York is the center. It's the same place that in 1932 has been another important exhibition. Which one is that? Nika, Berim, she's here? Nika Berim. In 1932, still in New York. What is the important exhibition in 1932 that signed again an important before? When you don't know, you ask Google. That's simple.
Ask Google. It says Picasso, 1932.
In New York, MoMA, New York, 1932 exhibition. Put it like that. You will answer. I will not ask you. Don't worry.
Could it be
the exhibition that brought the modernism in America in 1932. And believe it or not, the curator, was the same. It was Philip Johnson that was very young in 1932 and quite old, quite close to his late 80s or even 90s to the MoMA. So the MoMA exhibition in 1988 turned the thing. Bill Johnson had this idea that was enough with postmodern, enough with him. We have to bring this new way that was 1% up to the upfront. And really, that thing changed very much the scene, quite rapidly actually, because they are moving from the center. They are not doing this in Frascati, they are doing this in the former New York. So, who is in that exhibit? How many architects are in that exhibit?
In
1932? No,
1988.
Are 7 or 8? I don't remember. One is Glenn Ford, of course. The other one is Daniel Gillespie, of course. The other is Bernard Schumann. The other one is Peter Eisen. And Zaha Hadid was there. So Zaha Hadid was putting before the age of 40, at the forefront of the world architecture, without any construction. She has not done any construction in that moment. So, the scene became so important that she was put it at the overall world attention. Very few people knew about her, but that I think the graph. It's a good idea to show you the thing with the graph because it really changed the world. Basically, postmodernism as that kind of memory of the past, that pastiche style, very soon declined, and this new way of thinking started. Now, with the work of the constructivists, you think that it's mainly a style, some kind of style that looks a little bit, even in the name, a little bit of scepticism, which is basically a minor component. I think that really is important to understand that it is the generation that formed themselves with that new idea of the architectural discourse. Basically, that is the best way to understand what is going on. It's really the generation of the architectural association in one way or another. One, because many pass to the, actually physically for the architectural association. The other, because in some way that kind of thinking, similar to that I show in the graph, was behind that. So Daniel Libeskind, for example, that was one of these architects, was an architect that was art musician for many years, painter, and did not approach architecture on a straight line, but really making that. Daniel Libeskind is very, very typical of that attitude. And of course, Peter Eisman was an older generation. It's not the generation of Philip Johnson, but it was not the generation of Adido, of Rancolas and the other. Was, in a way, he was the master, let's say, to a certain extent, the master, or the person that was guiding several of these people, mainly Daniel Libeskind, and a little bit Shumi. So, this is something that happened in the scene. So, Zaha Hadid start to finally make some projects and build some projects. They were built, the two first projects that she built, they are done in close or related to Vitra. What is Vitra? Vitra is okay. Vitra is a factory of furniture that is closed, that is located in Wilhelm Rhein, that is at the border between Germany and Switzerland. And the idea of the Vitra owner was that one to push very much the presence of modern architecture in creating his environment. So Vitra invited several architects of that generation, mainly Gehry, Hadid, Herzog. This is Gehry, this is Herzog de Meuron, this is Gehry again, to basically create a different part of the campus of Vitra. There are the factories, but there is also museum, offices, etc. And then they invited these architects to do these major works, gaining kind of the idea to be a great patron of the new architecture. So basically the two things together, in a way, the international reputation of the deconstructivist exhibit at MoMA New York in 1988, and the Vitra kind of patronage of new architecture, it created an environment in which finally was possible to build the first project. One is called Land Formation 1, that even when you see now that you have the information that I just gave to you, you immediately understand, you know, there is an architecture which the landform, it is crucial, and the architecture will not only be an object, but will be a part of the landscape in a way. Landscape and architecture are creating by the same force. And also this idea that is so clear here, and even in the elongated form, that dream, the architecture has a dream. What is the dream of architecture? To be an infrastructure. Very simple. The dream of architecture is to become an infrastructure. So she's trying to push that limit so much of architecture to become as more possible as an infrastructure, because it belongs to the ground, belongs to that. Let's see what this link hides. Okay, this is, for example, it is the part in which we can see drawings and pictures of this, and we can also explore the architecture and see almost as we are there with a kind of Google location. I think the best way to go to the Google is through here. I'm not able to do that. Okay. Then we go Google Maps. It makes a little turn, but like this we can see. Okay. Ok, questo lo posso chiudere, no? We can be satellite. Ah, ok, queste sono tutte foto. I lost it though. Dov'era? Ah, ho perso perché l'ho chiusa, eh? Vitro Design Museum, questa è un'altra cosa. Ok, dovrei fare tutto il passaggio. All right, I lost it because I should go back. I should go back there. Ok, let's do the patch again, let's see if it works. Uno, due, ok. E poi vediamo in satellite form. Siamo qua giù, giusto? Siamo qua. Ecco. È interessante vedere, it is interesting to see it in real, I think, you know, because you feel as a real more, particularly the top views, I think, are interesting. Not in many cases these things work, I discover, because it depends on where it is, and it does not mean that probably I don't know where it is, but you will learn more than... Okay, let's see. Ah, okay. Qua c'è una spheric view. Eccola qua. So this can be it's a way to make this. We cannot go for real, but we can use a little bit of the technology to have a better feeling of the thing. Okay, go back. Okay, Google location channel. The other project that Zaha did. Again, related to the Vitra occasion, is the Vitra Fire Station. And now, when we talk about painting, you understand that really, what is this? Okay, this is this become a completely new way. It was nothing exactly like that had been done before. This is an hybrid, really is an hybrid, between kind of a concept. What is the real desire of architecture? This we can look as the real, what, if you ask to this architecture, view architecture, what you want to be, the answer can only be one, will be an infrastructure and a part of the landscape or a merging of the landscape. She knows very well what he wants to be. And what he wants to be, it is shown in the painting. The painting is not particular, in this case, is a painting strictly related to architecture. You can imagine that the painting before, in a more, in a way that it was not related to a specific architecture, but just as a kind of desire of a hypothetical concept of architecture that she discovered, probably making these things, like clay. The painter that we saw before with that kind of weaving painting shows a path to architecture. This at the same time, it is something that shows the essence of architecture, what is important for her. So you see, as, you know, basically the architecture is becomes a kind of a landform. This is probably land. This is probably architecture. The things are combined together. There is no difference between figure and ground. All those concepts that we were talking. And then there are certain things that are belongs only to aesthetic, clearly, you know. They are only belonging to the idea of aesthetic, but at the same time, they kind of project a possible growth of architecture, or a possible way that architecture will talk about the ground itself, or to shape the ground. So these paintings are really, let's say, like the key. No, the key to understand what that architecture really wants to be, or what is in the intention of the architect. So here we see it, no? Then we finally see as a built artifact. But in a way, what guides us is more there. Here I pick only few images because I think they are more expressive, you know, of, for example, this is a model. I found this model and the picture and everything very expressive of what is behind. And again, this is another painting always related to that idea. You can recognize even less the fire station, but surely it belongs to that series. So you see really that way of producing architecture and the thing of architecture more related to a series of processes. They're really processes put in action that are pretty new. Because if you think, for example, of the constructivist painting that we saw before, they were kind of a dream architecture, you know, the type of architecture that really should be like that, and they are doing that in the picture. If you see Sant'Elia, is the same, the real realistic architecture. Like in this case, it's like the intention, and the intention become expressive and become at the same time the key. So it's a really interesting path. So if some of you have to follow this path, will not go through copy any of the Hadid. That would be just for, it would be interesting that you will try to use the process. So use drawing or painting in an abstract way, not in a realistic way, but that abstract way open your kind of mental landscape or the type of things that may happen back in architecture. So the process is always very circular. It's never direct. While the architect of all generation, they were making a sketch of what a possible architecture, in this way it's more complex and more circular. Besides the fact that they have, of course, their own aesthetic. And the models, to a certain extent, respond to the same attitude. So we can see it. Let's see with this link what I create. Okay. So now we can look at it. This is the first time that we go in the Zahavid website. It's a very rich website. I will teach you more or less how it works, because basically there is all the works from the old to the new, and there are very simple tricks to know. Okay, so these are the photos, and so we can look at them, and should go, there should be something there. Okay. Okay, and so we can have a feeling. In some way, this is also a very nice interpretation, but that is secondary in reality. But it's a very nice interpretation of the kind of dynamic related to be a fire station, no? It seems a type of aesthetic, a type of dynamic that fits nice with that idea of the movement related to the fire. To the alarm and the things that leave. But this is really, just if we want to do an easy criticism, this has happened. She will do the same, or even if it's not dynamic. But we can imagine that this canopy, that like of launching the trucks, the thing are will make a kind of emphasis, a very nice emphasis on that. Then we see one important thing. In order to be an infrastructure, in order to make basically a belonging to the same rule of the ground, from the matter point of view, how this architecture has to be. The question is, this architecture has to be basically done in one unique material. That does not mean absolute, but will not be a collage of many things. It will be the opposite. You remember the Stern or Robert Graves things, all that collage of things? This is the opposite from any point of view. So the architecture tends to be also monomateric. So, the concrete, this levigated concrete, will play the key role, basically, because it's consistent with all the other things. So we see mainly this kind of monomateric. And the wrongest thing that you can do in looking at this architecture is try to copy the elements. Or try to copy the forms. You have to understand the processes that are generated. That's why we're doing the exercise in the second part. The second part will be all about processes and not about just copying the forms. Copying the forms will be very superficial. But with this, it's a little bit like we go inside, you know? A little bit. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Okay, look at that. Few seconds just went directly to the point that I want to say. She made like this line belonging to the territory, and like those lines that are kind of infrastructuring mentally the territory, will create the project. Look. So this is like an advertisement, no? In few seconds, just go to the point. Just tell you what the point. Oh, I want to see more. I want to see the best. No, it's not necessary. This is the essence. This is what you need to know to understand as process. So if you understand the process, you can also recreate it. If you just follow the form, you will go nowhere. And the processes can be changed completely. It can have completely different forms, but following the same process. But instead, when you do the form, you go nowhere. So you are copying that, and that's okay. but there is no structure. Chiaro? Okay, here again, another painting, less beautiful than the other, less famous than the other also. The other is, that one that we saw before is a kind of masterpiece, has been reproduced millions of times because it's such an impressive statement. It's an impressive statement. This wants to say too many things. It's less impressive and less relevant in a way. Yeah, it's well. So here we understand one thing that was not clear before is that this system is interwing, it's like in between existing parts. No? This is what is evident here, and this is what we want to show, that is a kind of, it seems really an infrastructure like a railway, almost, no? It's drawn like it is a railway. Now this is, again, the most important one. And like in this case, what here, in a way, are relevant, here became, no? Kind of there. Okay, now, let's see other aspect of the, okay. Okay, now, interesting things, we saw photos, we saw video, is that one only, we saw paintings, is okay. Now, information is pretty cute, because tells several things. First of all, the PDF, is kind of la scheda del progetto, no? It gives you more complete the people that are collaborating to it, and it is a little more, it's not never information. Really what he said, look, just the second word is intention, you know? And so even the description is following more or less that. It's not the typical description of a building. So this, it is rather interesting. And, okay. Okay. Here is, here the location also. The location in Google Map. Ah, there is the railways are actually close. I didn't remember that. Non so se lo possiamo vedere da qualche parte. Now it's not working as fire station anymore. It became I lost it where it is, but you will do it later. It became a kind of a museum in the meantime. But this is interesting because it shows different part of the campus of the Vitra. And I think on this side is really Switzerland, and on this part is Germany, but that is secondary. Now, this is very interesting, because Patrick Schumacher is there since the very beginning. So, Patrick Schumacher was a student of Adid, at Architectural Association, and he joined the studio since the end of '80s. So it's more than 30 years that he joined the studio. So you know that Patrick is the chief designer together with Zaha. He always had a very, I sit with Patrick and Zadid in juries, so I can see his way to respect and protect her all the time. That was something really struck me, the combination of protection and respect. That shared with Zadid, and clearly is the key designer of Zadi's office since the beginning, basically. I don't know if at the beginning there were probably three or four at the office, I don't know. The office is also interesting because it is in London, and it is in a Victorian school, and the Victorian school is organized in different pavilions. So at the beginning they had only one part in one pavilion, and now basically the whole school is the Zadi architect. And I have several people that are either younger friends or old students that are Zadi, so I know well. Meossi is one of the senior, Maurizio Meossi is one of the senior architects, and of Zadi since probably the 90s, he followed Maxi and many other projects. And Maurizio Meossi was one of the first readers of the book series. Meossi was in 1988 a student in Florence, and I still remember this letter that he wrote to me. Oh, finally something that somebody that deals with information technology, we really need that, etc. And then he made this his career. We will see him around. Another important guy is Cristiano Ceccato at Zadid office. He's chief of the design of the part. He's one of the chief of the parametric and information technology aspect. Cristiano Ceccato is coming from Gary. And we have as a designer Michela. Lo sai, no? Michela Falcone, that is a person, again, that did quite a thing with me, is one of the designers there. Besides the fact that there are many other Italian architects that I don't know personally. Okay. All right. Patrick Schumacher wrote a book in my book series that is in Italian and in English. That's called Adid Digitale, Digital Adid. And this book is in Italian and in English. I don't know if it is still in Italian. It's possible to still have it. Yes. And probably it's called also Digital Adid. I don't know if it is available. Here it is. And non disponibile, però. No, here it is disponibile. It is an interesting book. He was already pretty famous when he made this. But the book series was at its peak, in a way. Okay, yeah. Okay. The book series was in its peak, and this just to go to the web page of the book series. Okay, and here's the book. So it was the 19th. Of a series that went on for many others, and that was already in 19. What is important in the book of Patrick is really the insistence of the idea that Zaha created in her mind a mental landscape that was created in her mind in which the digital paradigm will flourish. In a way, she preconceived forms and ideas not done with the computer. The computer was still not in her landscape at all. But basically, the mental landscape that she created, in a way, flourished a lot when the computer arrived. They were kind of already prepared, in a way. That we are talking of a long phase of the 90s and the beginning of the 2000s. Later, it arrived the parametricism. The parametricism came as a second wave, and as you know, Patrick Schumacher wrote two books on parametricism, two thick books, and even kind of theorized parametricism as a real new phase of all architecture. And that, of course, is a second phase. But the first phase was really this, and that in the book is very well explained. So if you want to become an expert, this will be that. Okay. Studio, that's not interesting. Credits, okay. Related project is always interesting because what do they think they are related projects? Would be interesting to see. What do they think they are interrelated projects? They are probably they are going by location or by family of forms. Huh? This will be particularly interesting to see also this, to understand in which direction they are moving and what they may think they are related to that particular, to this Vitra project. Okay, of course they put landform one. But after a while, it's a little strange at the beginning, but after a while you get to know the website pretty well. It's a very nice, it's quite well website. And the active, the archive search works very well. Let's see, for example, if we put Maurizio Meossi, what it comes out. Should come something. Eccolo. Question now. This is the student that wrote me in 1998. It's kind of it's fine, but anyway, it works pretty well. So you can look at different things on it. And this, of course, I'm not doing this just for as an exercise, but because you will use these things. Okay. Che ora? Alle 5 proprio abbiamo finito. No, 5 e qualche minuto. Eh? Facciamo una negoziazione. Facciamo 5 e qualche minuto, va bene? No? C'avete il tram? Dovete prendere il tram? No, facciamo. Siete distrutti? Vabbè, ho capito. Non volete. Vabbè. Allora finiamo alle 5. Non mi sembra aver visto troppo entusiasmo. Ok, allora, here, talking of infrastructure, talking of landform, talking of this, I wanted to point it out, this this project that is not, let's say, one of the biggest, of the most relevant projects, but really fits very well in that idea. Imagine when Adit got that the commission to do this project. No? This is a ski ramp. This is a ski ramp. So basically, in making the ski ramp, everything seems to fit, you know? Is an infrastructure, is dynamic, you can work with that idea, and you can also, though it's not apparent here, make the thing belong into a certain type of landform. You don't understand that from here, and neither from here, but you understand much more from here. How the things are interrelated. So this ski ramp, of course, in Austria, fits very well on this idea of infrastructure. Here, I think the Google location works pretty well, if I remember correctly. Okay, eccolo qua. Eccolo qua. And particularly if I can find, eccolo qua. So it seems to interpret. It seems to interpret certain themes of. Guarda, the Austrians are more evolved. They do a 3D model. Oh, okay. I did not know that it existed. It seems a project that is ideal for Adit to do. It's, I think it is in the beginning of the 90s, or a little bit later. The relationship between Hadid and Austria are much closer than you think. Particularly Hadid basically always taught at the Academy of Art and Architecture of Vienna. The Academy of Architecture and Art of Vienna has been always headed by kind of inspirational men. One of the Copperman Blow directed it for many times, and it's always been a place in which prominent architects, although they were not academicians, thought. For example, Maximiliano Fuchs taught there for many years. And of course, Hadid, Greg Lin later, etc. And also the Graz School of Architecture in Graz, the city of Graz, is another place in which the type of interest and environment was quite developed. Okay, questa è un'altra cosa. Okay. These are spherical, there should be spherical image that also give good idea. Okay. I am lost. Okay. That's the old path. Then. So we are sure that everything works there. Then we go in books. Ho superato? No. Superato I libri? I think li ho superati, eccoli. Qua, questo è il fatto. Eccola qua. So, let's recap. We are in perfect schedule. So, we have done this part. We were talking with Ledian, and of course he knew why I was searching for the Baghdad. For some reason I cannot pronounce, in the 50s. He knows the trick. It's not as simple as it seems. It's not just a curiosity. And why I made a picture of the young Hadid. All these elements will become evident later. For now they are kind of strange, but you will discover all the tricks. I think, again, this is a type of painting, now that we understood the difference of Hadid, that will describe a dream architecture in the constructivist, as Sant'Elia and others. In their approach, painting is something different, is something more conceptualized, is the description of a mental landscape to which her architecture belonged to. And that is done previous, without having a specific project, that just experimenting with painting, and then later to kind of force the way to look at that project, or force the way to look at that of that architecture. Then we describe that. We saw the thesis, and then here we really express what her revolutionary idea. Now, the interesting thing is that this idea to merge together land and architecture, he became very popular in the 90s already, followed by several architects. One group of architects that make it very popular are the Morphoses, the American group of Morphoses. They really made all their approach following that idea. Another important group that worked on that idea very much is Miralles, was Eric Miralles. And when you look at so many things and you don't really think, you imagine that Zaha Hadid belonged to that group. Also, really studying, you understand that she does not only belong to that group, she really invented the thing. That is a big difference. And that is very clear in the book, Architettura e Modernità, because, of course, the stature of Zaha Hadid is a very, very, very high stature. It's the stature, as I said at the beginning, of a person of very, very, very high level, because she really opened path for new way of thinking. And Miralles is a fantastic architect. Morphoses are the architect I like the most. I think they're number one for me. But they did not invent this approach in a way. So the incredible invention was Hadid, it was done in that process in the way that we are starting to describe. And these images and this way to look and present the projects and all that is relevant. And then here was necessary to really explain the difference between this approach and their approach. So, the weaving is something that will play a role in different levels. On a way, there is clearly the inspiration of particularly Klee, that is a painter that seems already to have laid out the street for this idea. No? Now that we know, we can see painting of Klee as the opening of that street. But otherwise, without the solution, we could not understand why this was the solution, right? We understand only now. We did not know there. In fact, it was an idea that stayed there for decades without nobody really interpret it in architecture. The important thing is not that she made painting, she made architecture out of that. And not only in changing architecture, a new architecture. So then, finishing in the recap, we are still here. And we start to see building. We see three buildings that belong to that idea of the weaved infrastructure. The architecture wants to be an infrastructure, whatever it does, wants to belong to that merging with the land and belonging to the same formation rules of the land. So it's a kind of important approach. Now, in order to facilitate, I wrote in the email, but I don't know if that is sure, in order to make the exercise, we must have at your disposal, at your possibility, different type of materials that can be the basic material that you use often to do models, that can be cardboard or can be balsa or cardboard of different types. That will be the basic. But it will be also a good idea is to have some strange material with you. And strange materials, I can think about nails or wires or other materials. In a way, it's a good idea is to buy some materials without really knowing what you are using them for. Since today is Friday and the actual work will start on Saturday afternoon after class, will be a good idea to try to take advantage a little bit about that. So going fast to even the ideal place can be an hardware store, you know, that you just buy something without really knowing what to do for, or something like that. Lo vuoi dire tu in albanese questo, perché è sempre importante questo trucchetto. And I think the PhD, the Italian PhD that will have some problem to do that, they can have the help by the Albanian PhD, no? They will probably work in group. We will see the structure, but for them will be a little more difficult. So probably they can be done, I don't know, they will find out how. It's better to know now, although you, right now you don't know why, but later on you understand. So, buy different materials, sticks, wires, and cardboard, different things that if you have the materials it will be much easier to do the exercise. If you don't have, it will be difficult. Some transparent material, some, of course if you want to know some of the scacchiere, just to understand where we are going, you know the path, because I already showed the path, you can see any of these exercises done in the past, but I don't want to formally do it, you can do it informally, because I show you the path. Le persone italiane hanno capito bene questo piccolo discorso? Ok. Hanno capito che lo possono farsi aiutare dai ragazzi albanesi? Un po'. Ok. Bene, questioni? Domande? Come? E dunque, io deciderò questo... diciamo domani, parlando un po' con lei e decidendo tutto abbastanza democraticamente con voi. La cosa, noi abbiamo cinque temi, e probabilmente, voi quanti siete? Quanti siete voi circa? 20? How many people are in the class?
Around 20.
So, my idea is that we have to follow the five major themes will be at least one group each. And probably four is a little bit too much, except particular situations. So we can have probably a group of two or three, but basically it has to be something that is very much guided also by your design. The other thing that I still were discussing with Ledian, if it is, for one reason it's a good idea to have homogeneous group, for the other idea it would be very nice to have heterogeneous groups. I mean, belonging to the different families. And I think it is something that we can have. The two of us will start thinking about that. Until tomorrow afternoon, we will have time to decide. And anyway, will be a collaboration among us, because the common interest, yes, the best out of this experience. So there is no reason that we have to force you in something that you think is wrong. You know? So we try to do something that makes sense, you know, that is interesting. So, no fear. So, just to make an example, we have a group that are basically a master of aesthetic of engineer. Now, the issue here will be, and that we'll discuss tomorrow, is good to keep them all together, or will be nice to put one of them each in a different group, so they will have a dynamic, they will learn something, and they will give something. I don't know. We will see. Then there will be one chapter that can be mainly digital, who is want to do that must have the capability, and you know, there are different aspects. But the idea is that you understand the principle. The principle, you have no reason to force something that you think is wrong. We decided what seems to be more logical and more nicer. That is the only thing that counts. Okay. Ok, allora ci vediamo domani. A che ora? Alle 9.